One more hit on politics. If Barack Obama was campaigning in Kokomo, Indiana today, he might find a reception that at least would go along with the very positive reception he's likely to get in the Democratic stronghold of Seattle, Washington, where he's actually going to be today. In 2009, the economic outlook in Kokomo, Indiana was pretty bleak. 20% of Kokomo residents were unemployed in a town economically dependent on the auto industry, which, as you recall, was crumbling into bankruptcy. We talked with Greg Goodnight, the mayor of Kokomo, Indiana, back then. He wasn't terribly happy about the situation, but we've got him on the line this morning. Greg Goodnight, mayor of Kokomo, Indiana, you are a Democrat, correct?
I am.
And how are you feeling about the economic stimulus, the measures that the Obama administration took, and your community right now?
It's helped us here in Kokomo. Two things: the bankruptcy through the for Chrysler and General Motors helped Kokomo significantly. They have Chrysler. We have four Chrysler plants, and they have actually hired people off the street, about 300. And they announced a few months ago about a $350 million expansion, a private investment into the facilities for their future generation transmissions. So we've benefited from the president as well as with stimulus money.
Benefited is a little different than what CNN Money said on its website with typical hyperbole, a town saved by stimulus. Are you feeling that?
Well, I think we were probably, if you're going to say we were saved, it was probably by the auto bailout specifically. The CNN Money story was really good. There were some of the facts were just a little off, not to be critical.
Yeah.
But a lot of the things we did were improvements we made to the city, but not all of them were tied to the stimulus money. Although we have, I feel like the stimulus money has helped us.
Well, let's talk about Barack Obama then. You know, a lot of people nationally have criticized the president for not being able to get his message out, for not making solid gains from some of his programs evident to Americans who, you know, need to come out and vote this election. What advice would you give the president on tangibly touting his record and saying, hey, look, things are getting better in certain places where we never expected it?
Well, I think there's some probably well-deserved criticism for the way they've maybe not gotten their message out, and I think it probably should be shared more with some of the congressional reps and the senators who supported it. And I think people want their representatives to be passionate and to be able to explain and sometimes promote their agenda and their voting records. And I, as a Democrat, I'm not sure that the Democrat Party as a whole has done a good job. I think there's nothing wrong with saying you're proud that you kept you know, thousands of people employed. You gave them a lifeline and the opportunity to save themselves, and I don't think they've done a good job of doing that.
The mushocrats, according to Greg Goodnight, mayor of Kokomo, Indiana, some pretty solid and sharp criticism there from you. Unemployment is now what in Kokomo?
Just a little over 12%.
And where is it headed? The trend line up or trend line down?
It's been getting better slowly, but it's been getting better the last 6-8 months.
All right. Some good news from Greg Goodnight, mayor of Kokomo, Indiana, Democratic mayor in Kokomo, Indiana, heavily dependent on the auto industry, a community that's benefited from stimulus and the auto bailout. Mayor, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure.